What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And this week's dilemma comes from Tina, who's vexed over what to do regarding a rumour over her neighbours. She writes to us, "We have neighbours with young children, similar ages to our own. The kids get along great and they love playing together. I've recently heard a rumour, though, that the neighbours are anti-vaxxers. We are pro-vaccination 100%. It makes both of us uncomfortable at the thought of asking them if the rumour is true. But it is so scary for us," she writes, "to think of their kids being unimmunised. Our children are under six," writes Tina, "so it's difficult to explain to them, let alone why we want them to come inside when they're all playing out in the front yard. We're a bit stuck. Do we continue being polite but standoffish, or risk a rumour being true or untrue and having an awkward disagreement or worse, either party perhaps ending up humiliated? So how do you suggest that Tina tackles this? How would you address this rumour? And then what action should she take?" You can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. Ellen Briggs is author and comedian from Murrumbimby, and Rowan Barwick is ABC Drive presenter from Alice Springs. Ellen, Rowan, hello.
Hello.
Hello, nice to be here.
Good to have you back, Rowan. And Ellen, hello to you for the first time, for me at least. But tell us about you, because you live in an area of northern New South Wales where many choose not to vaccinate their children. Do you have friends who don't?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I live in Murrumbimby, which now has the highest rate of whooping cough in Australia. That's because we vaccinate with crystals up there. And yeah, it is. It's a serious thing. And I have a very good friend who I went right through school with who, she's a bit of a bone broth drinker and didn't vaccinate her kids. And we always just, we did vaccinate our kids. I am a vaccinator. And we, we always kind of just got on with it. Occasionally we would get into, you know, heated discussions about it. I kind of believe that, I mean, everybody has the right to do what they want with their kids. I can think it's irresponsible and I can tell them that.
Well, various governments say these days, well, no, you don't when it comes to immunisation, because they penalise your kind of support payments if you don't get your children immunised.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not really sure about that method, because I think anyone who is making a decision like that, it's probably better to educate them rather than punish them. That's my point of view. You know, maybe I go a little bit too softly. I certainly don't agree with it. And what fascinates me is that often it's the people who 100% believe in climate change. They're happy to accept that sort of science, but they're not happy to accept the science and the medical facts behind vaccination. So,
in this case, whether we believe in immunisation or not as parents, the dilemma is one, you know, set of family members does, and they don't know. It's a rumour only about the other set. So, Rowan, what are you thinking about in terms of this?
Well, I think this is a really interesting one, because I think there's two parts to this. Obviously, the issue around the vaccination and the concern that perhaps the kids aren't vaccinated. We have three kids. They're all absolutely vaccinated up to the eyeballs. Given we've done some overseas travel, they've had absolutely everything under the sun. So on that page, I'm certainly a vaccinator, but I wouldn't have a problem with our kids playing with kids who weren't vaccinated. And look, in a sense, I would respect if that's the decision of our neighbours or our friends to not have their kids vaccinated. But I would.
Why don't you have a problem with them playing with kids who aren't vaccinated?
Because they've had, as I said, they've had every vaccination under the sun. So I think that they would be pretty protected, even if these kids who weren't vaccinated were carrying something. So I would feel pretty confident that their health is going to be okay.
And that's what some of the texters are saying to us as well. Meg says, for example, if your kids are vaccinated, aren't they safe?
Well, that's right. Yeah. Look, I think there, I would have a concern, just say, in the Northern Territory at the moment, there's a bit of a measles outbreak. Just say there is an outbreak wherever you are around Australia, and there was a conversation already going in the community about this disease and about being vaccinated against this disease, then perhaps I would bring it up. I would say, you know, I'm grateful with this outbreak on at the moment that our kids are vaccinated. Have you done the same for yours? Something along those lines.
But something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you could be having a cup of tea with her and then go, oh, look, is that the time? I've got to take the kids to get vaccinated. And,
right.
You know, come on, kids, it's vaccination time.
You can only do that for one cup of tea, though. Only one cup of tea can you do that, Ellen.
Well, she's going to have a pretty strong reaction,
yeah,
I
right.
think.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, look, well, I just jump ahead on this? Because let's say then that for sake of argument, Tina does broach the subject tactfully in that manner over a cup of tea. And the neighbour she's having the cup of tea with says, oh, no, we don't believe in vaccination. Do you think then that Tina and her partner should think carefully about withdrawing the children from play?
No, I personally don't. What I would say, and this is what I always said to my girlfriend, is you need to be very aware and very open with me about if your children are ever sick. Because a lot of people people who don't vaccinate really believe in that herd immunity. So they actually have chickenpox parties, you know, where one kid gets chickenpox, so then they all get together so all the kids will get it at
the
same time.
That sounds like a way to party, doesn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a hoot?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, they used to be around when I was a kid growing up as well, because chickenpox, unlike measles, was seen as a minor disease, which it can be in children, but much more serious in adults.
Yeah, isn't shingles fun?
Yeah,
when
that's right.
You know, I've got a mother-in-law who has almost lost sight in one eye from having shingles recently in the last 2 years. It's not a nice thing to
Nobody
have
Nobody wants
later
to go to a
life.
Shingles party.
No, shingles parties aren't as fun as they sound.
No, they
fun.
Sound fun, don't they?
Hey,
but they're not.
So not. No, just stay home. Yeah.
So, and look, I also know of people who have laughed about travelling on planes and then come back and gone, oh, we've just found out that, you know, little Johnny's got whooping cough. And that's really irresponsible. I had twins who were 9 weeks premature, so were born with no immune system whatsoever. And can you imagine the terror that I had living in a place like Mullumbimby? We literally didn't go outside the house for a few months, you know.
And there's a point there too, Ellen, and that is that, yes, while some people are saying, well, if your kids are immunised, what's the problem? The problem may be that your children are in between immunisation stages and are susceptible to what your neighbour's children might already have.
That's right. That's right. And they can, you know, they can still get those diseases when they're immunised. Fortunately, it's not as severe. You know, normally it's not as severe. They can still get whooping cough, even though I know lots of people who have had whooping cough and they are vaccinated. And so that's why it's important for adults to get those boosters as well. But I would be very open with the neighbour and say, you know, I really love the relationship that our kids are forming, and I think that sense of community is really lovely in a street. You don't see that very much anymore because we're so protective of our children, so that's something to be encouraged. But I would also say, can you please respect me and tell me if your kids are ever sick, because I will keep my kids away if they're sick.
And especially on that issue, if there is an outbreak of something and you know it's going around, I think that would be sort of the catalyst or the prime time to actually say something. And getting back to that question that you were saying, Michael, there, I probably would say, if you're having that cup of tea, I would say, have you heard about that outbreak that's going on? Then that leads to a conversation about immunisation. So are your kids immunised? All right, well, we might just, if, you know, respectfully, I respect your decision, please respect mine, and I think we might just need to keep the kids apart just for a little while until this outbreak has passed.
Yeah.
Because as you're saying, Ellen, I think, yes, even if you are immunised, there is still a chance that you can pick up something. So you do need to take care of your kids.
Because, I mean, you would expect that kind of courtesy as parents anyway, whether you were immunised or not. If your children had some kind of disease or something they were going through that was contagious, you would anyway. You'd say, we're going to isolate our kids at home. They can't go to childcare. They can't go out into the neighbourhood until they're over this.
Yeah, but they often don't. And also, I think too, not only thinking about your own children, you know, so for example, my children, you know, they're fine now, but when they were babies, if somebody, a friend had another child who was immunised and who did pick up whooping cough, but they didn't realise and they came to visit, that child could pass it on to my kids. You know, so I think we have to think more about the bigger picture in that these diseases can spread very fast, and before you know it, you have a child who isn't able to be immunised, perhaps because of some underlying medical condition.
Indeed.
And they're the ones who will suffer in the end, and that's part of that. You know, that's part of our social responsibility, I think, when it comes to immunisation.
My guests today are Ellen Briggs, comedian and author and presenter of Drive and ABC Alice Springs, which is part of the Northern Territory dealing with a measles outbreak at the moment, and that's Rowan Barwick. Just on this, you two, the final part of this conundrum that always had me sort of worrying about it as a parent is, how on earth would you break the news to your young children that they can't play together anymore?
Yeah, that's true. But look, I think that happens frequently, that if somebody's sick, you say, oh, they're a bit sick, you can't play with them for a little while. I don't think you necessarily need to unpack exactly what, all the ins and outs of the vaccination. But I think kids understand being sick and not being sick. And, you could just say, look, these kids might be sick for a bit, so we're just going to keep our space. I just want to touch on one of the other elements here, which I think is the idea of the rumour. And I think that rumours always do damage. They always need to be addressed. If a rumour is going up and down your street, Ellen, you were talking about that lovely sense of community, all your kids playing together, all the parents getting together. If there are rumours swirling in that community, it's going to do some damage. So I think whatever the situation is, it does need to be addressed at some point. It needs to be addressed tactfully and respectfully, but it does need to be addressed. Otherwise, you know, that feeling of rumours, they just bite and eat and eat and eat and eat and just take over, whereas you could have just nipped it in the bud early on and say, what's the situation? That's the situation. Let's just deal with it.
Yeah.
Ellen?
And, you know, you could always, you could also lie to your kids if you don't want them to play with them anymore and say, you know, those kids hurt puppies.
Yeah. They're having a shingles party and we're not going.
Yeah. And with that bombshell, we'll say goodbye. Ellen Briggs is author and comedian. She's appearing with comedian Mandy Nolan in Newcastle this weekend at the Writers' Festival Saturday night. Thank you to Ellen, and also to Rowan Barwick, who's the presenter of Drive at ABC Alice Springs.